Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you very much for joining the program today. I appreciate it. And each week I get new people contacting me, asking me about questions from the previous message. And all my messages are on my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And as I start this message off, I will say, as I say often, is people often ask me why the name of the ministry is TorahLifeMinistries.org. Isn't Torah a Jewish thing or a Jewish word? And I say, no, it's a Bible word. It's a scriptural word, and it's found in your Bible in the first five books. That's what the Torah is. So a lot of people say, well, I'd like to read the Torah. Where can I find it? It starts in Genesis. And the word Genesis in Hebrew means Bereshit, which means beginning. And that's the beginning of the Bible, folks, and that's where it starts. And the Bible is a wonderful instruction book that our Creator gave us so we wouldn't be lost when we were set free from our sinful life. So we would have a guide, or if you may, a schoolmaster on how we are to live our life, where we are to go, and what we are to do, and how we're to do it. And it's a study book that we continually can learn all, not some, but all the answers of life, and everything we need to be doing can be found in that book, because that book was given by a wonderful Creator. And even though Moses wrote the Torah and inspired men wrote the other books, they were given for our benefit. And it says in the scripture, all scripture is given to the benefit of man to profit us so we can understand, know how to live according to the right way, the right path. And that's what righteousness is about. It's the right way and the right path. And the opposite of that is living in sin. Sin is living against the ways of our Messiah. So the ways of our Messiah found in this so-called schoolmaster, many people call it the Old Testament, and Christians will say it's done away with. No, if you're done away with the lesson, then you're done away with everything, because the lesson is what's teaching us. And if you're not continually being taught on the way that we should go in the right path, you're going to end up in darkness. And the word says the scripture is a light for our path. And if you do not have that light, you are walking around in darkness. And what happens to people walking around in darkness that can't see anything? They usually fall. And they're not getting up. But we have this light to guide us, this light to guide our path, so we will not fall, so we will get up. And we know the truth, the way, and we see the light, and we have the word, we have the schoolmaster, and we have to use it. Most people, the only time they even open up their Bibles is once a week when they go to church, or once a year when they go to church. They're not reading it on a regular basis, and they're not understanding it because they're deceived by some fellow who's telling them things that sound good to their flesh, but it's not sounding good to the word. It's not matching up with the word, and people are not getting it. They're not listening. And we are called in scripture. We have instructions. We have a job. And it's not just to say a couple of words with our lips and say, now we say Yeshua is our Messiah. No, we have to go way beyond there. We have to do a lot more than that. We have to go and let's look today on the show and see what Yeshua, our Messiah, the one who died for us and set us free and took our place on death row. Let's see what his exact instructions were for us when he left. Because it's like this situation, folks. It's like if you did something that is so horrific, a horrific crime, where you are in the courtroom and you are about to get sentenced to death row. You are about to get sentenced and they're just about to sentence you, and they say, well, let's go behind the judge's chambers. We're going to go into the judge's room, and you're going to wait right there. And the judge, they're going to decide your sentence. Is it going to be a life in prison? Is there going to be death penalty? What's this going to be? Now, if it's a bad judge, the judge could say set you free. But our wonderful Creator is a righteous judge, and that should be very scary to you to know he's a righteous judge. But it's a righteous judge will never set the innocent free. And that's what it says in the scriptures. It says, it is an abomination for a righteous to set the unrighteous free. And that's what it's about. So we're getting sentenced. We're getting a dead death sentence. It's about to come. But here at the last second, somebody steps in for us and says, I'll take his place. I'll let him go free, and I'll take his place. But first, before you set him free, I want to meet him. I want to speak to him. Before I take his place, and I am the one that's executed for the crime that he committed, I want to meet him and talk to him. So we're standing there, we get the news that we're set free, and now we're about to meet the person that set us free. And he comes up to us and he says, you know you deserve the death penalty. You know this sentence is yours and you are guilty. But I am stepping in the way and setting you free. But I'm not setting you free to go out there and continue to doing the things you did to get in here. I'm not setting you free so you could just be one of those lucky ones that was just set free and you don't have anything to do in return. It's conditional. It's conditional. I'm going to set you free on one condition. Just one. And that is that you will follow me. Follow the guidelines and instructions in this book. You see, when he set us free, he said, I wrote a book. And this book has the instructions for life and everything we need to be doing in life to remain righteous. And in this book is all the righteous ways we should act in every situation that might come upon us. So I am going to give you this book, which is more, even more valuable than setting you free. I am setting you free with this book of instructions that I wrote. And I want you to carry this book with you. I want you to read this book every day. I want you to follow it and not depart from its ways. That's the condition. And if you do not follow those conditions, you will be back here in this cell, back on death row, and I will not set you free a second time. It is your choice. Today, I give you the choice between life and death. Choose life so you may live. Well, first, you're excited because you're set free. That's number one. You're set free. You can start all over again. So that's pretty exciting. The next thing is now you got to go out there and you got to follow these instructions. These instructions, folks, are like you going out with nothing. You're going back out into the world with nothing, and you have been handed a treasure map. And this treasure map isn't difficult to find a treasure. This treasure map says if you follow this map, you will find the treasure. So what you should do is take that book and go look for the treasure. What many people do is they throw that map away. They throw that book away and they end up right back on death row. We all have an opportunity. And if you're a Christian that has confessed Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, with your lips, and you are saved because he set you free, are you reading your scriptures every day? Are you continually searching for the treasure? Are you following the ways that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, told us to live? Well, let's look a little at the scriptures today and see exactly what he told us to live before he departed. He said, and we're going to look at the instructions of what he told us to do and how he told us to do it. So first, we're going to go to Matthew 28:18. And if you're driving right now or wherever you're hearing this message right now, please don't stop. I want you to, you can rehear this message later on the radio station you hear it on or on my website on the internet. So Matthew 28:18 says, Yeshua came and told his disciples, I have been giving all authority on heaven, in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Rahadak Kodesh, the Holy Spirit. So, of all the nations. Now, in Scripture, we always say, is this person a Gentile or is this person a Jewish person? Gentile does not mean a Jewish or non-Jewish. Gentile means a heathen, nation, pagan, non-believer. That's what it means. It means somebody who is not following the way. It means somebody who is being deceived away from the righteousness way of living. And Yeshua said, go and make disciples of all the nations. So not even go and just tell people, but to make disciples of them. And disciple is a follower of Yeshua. So go and make the world, everyone in the world, every single person you meet, go and make them a follower of Yeshua. And how does that start off? Well, we have to read the word to them. We have to let them know what the word says. We got to let them know what sin is. We got to let them know the danger they're in. We got to let them know they're on death row and they can be set free because we were there and we were set free. We got to share our testimonial with every single person in the nations. That's what we're commanded to do. Share our testimonial. We have no problem going up to a stranger on the street and asking them for directions how to get somewhere. We have no problem talking to people about all the latest gossip out there, but we have a problem telling somebody Yeshua died for us and we were set free, and we have a treasure map, and we could give them a treasure map where they could find treasure also. That's what we're called to do, Matthew 28:19. Matthew 28:20 goes, teach these new disciples to obey all the commandments that I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of age. So we are to teach these people that are new into this. So we don't just hand them a treasure map. We don't just hand it to them. We teach them how to read the treasure map so they understand it, so they can be led to the treasure. So we need to teach them to obey the commandments, or to listen to the words, or to follow the instructions, or to keep the guidelines of our Creator. Believer and non-believer alike, if you have been given this treasure map and you have been told how to find the treasure, you are to go and tell every believer and non-believer out there that you come across about this treasure. And you know what? If you had a significant understanding of what was done for you and the blood that was shed for you, you would happily and joyfully go out there and let the world know. But it's been so dumbed down and watered down today, and such a cliche to say that Yeshua died for us, that most people don't even give a second thought about it. But then if their cat or a dog dies, they'll spend 3 weeks mourning and crying over that cat or dog. We have a Messiah who died for us, but nobody's shedding a tear for him. We need to go and we need to let other people know the amazing thing he did for us, the treasure map that's waiting for all of us. We need to go out there and we need to get this done. Mark 16:15 says, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, to every single creature. We need to preach the good news of Yeshua. Every single one out there. It goes on to say in Mark 16:16, anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. You can only refuse to be believed if it is presented to you. We have a responsibility to be the watchmen, to let people know something is on the horizon that's really, really bad, and we don't want to take part in that. And that is, you need to accept the gospel. You need to understand what Yeshua did for us, and you need to follow this treasure map if you want to be saved. But if not, not only will nothing happen, you see, understand there's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for him or against him. There's no neutrality. And if you say nothing, if you do not believe, if you refuse to believe, you will be condemned, as it says in the scriptures. Then we can look at Luke. And we go to Luke and it says, it was also written that this message would be proclaimed to the authority in his name to all the nations. Beginning in Jerusalem, there is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. Repentance for our past mistakes. Repentance and remorse for the things we have been doing that are so far against what our Creator wanted us to do. Repentance for living against this treasure map that leads us to that led us to this jail cell and his death sentence to begin with. We need to repent. That's where forgiveness begins. It says in the scriptures, repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing, folks. That's it. Then we go to John. Let's look at John 21. John 21:22 says, Yeshua replied, if I want him to remain until I return, what is that to you? As for you, follow me. So here Peter is asking about other people, what will happen to them. And here Yeshua is saying, forget about other people. Think about yourself. And here's what I want you to. I want you to follow me. So this is the message we have. And this is what's been handed down to us, what's been given to us. And we have everything we need to do as a believer, as a schoolmaster, found in these scriptures that I just read here today. See, a lot of people, they get caught up and intimidated by reading the whole Bible. Now, I'll tell you this, it might be a big book or a big set of books, but you have time to read it. Just what do you do with your time? You have time to read it, and not just once a year. You have time to read it over and over again, and you should read it over and over again. And pray every time you read it that your eyes are opened up to something new that you haven't seen before. So you read this scripture, and you say, well, that's a lot in there. Everything you need to do as a believer can be found right here in these scriptures that I read here today. I'm going to go through them right now. I'm going to talk about them. So first thing he said, repent. Repent. He didn't say accept me. He said repent and accept me. We need to repent. And even if you're driving right now and you consider yourself a Christian and you say you repented however many years ago, you don't even remember when it was so long ago. You need to repent for your daily sins, not for your sins from way back when or whenever. You need to repent for all of them. Repent. Then he tells us in these scriptures, he tells us to believe. So we need to repent. We need to believe. We need to be baptized. And then he says, follow me. Repent, believe, be baptized, and follow me. Every single person has an opportunity to do that right now. And at any time, we have an opportunity to do that. To go and make disciples. To go teach others. We have that opportunity and stop prioritizing our time the right way, the way he's called us to go, which he offered us as a more excellent way. And that excellent way is that treasure that's waiting for us, but it's not stored here. That treasure map is the way and the only way to get in and get saved, as it says in the scriptures. So we're told to go and make disciples of all nations. So we have to start off with repentance. That's where it all starts, folks. Repentance brings refreshing. We start off with repentance. The next thing is a belief, which is a faith. We have a faith that this is what it is. He is who he says he is. That he did set me free, and I'm going to follow him because the judge, the courtroom, and everyone else said, okay, we'll let him take your place. You can go free. And then to be baptized, to be physically washed and cleansed of all your past. And start anew, and to follow the way, the truth, and the life, Yeshua HaMashiach, the one you call Jesus, to follow him, as it says in the scriptures. And he says, if you want to follow me, here's what you need to do. Go and make disciples of all nations. So now you're following me, go and make other followers to follow me. Go and make disciples to all nations. It says, teach these new disciples to obey the commandments. Teach them to obey the commandments. And then finally it says to go in all the world and preach the good news to everyone, to every single creature, to go and preach the good news, to go and preach the gospel to everyone. That's what we should take joy in doing every day. And it doesn't have to be standing in the corner yelling and telling a stranger about. No, it could be the way you act, the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, the way you speak. If you're just walking in a store with a Bible instead of a junk magazine, people are going to know something different about you. And he will bring the people to you to speak to. He will put the words on your mouth of what to say to them. But we need to go and we need to get the word out. And that's what they did. They didn't stop after he descended. No, they went out and they went to tell the nations what happened. And thankfully so, because now we have the scriptures of the stories of them telling the nations. We are those nations. We are the ones that are receiving the message because the disciples did as they were told to do, to go and let everyone know, to preach the good news to everyone and everywhere. And since they did that, we have the Bible. So we need to share his word with everyone. We need to share scripture with everyone. We need to share the Bible with everyone. Every single day and every single way we need to get this message out. You call yourself a believer. You're driving around in your locked car with your closed windows, not talking to anyone. How many people do you counteract each day through the gas station, the toll booth, and everywhere you go? And how many people do you whether hand them a tract or give them some kind of message or give them a scripture or even better yet, give them a Bible? So next time, instead of saying Merry Christmas or Happy Easter, why don't you give them a scripture in the Bible? Why don't you go ahead and give them a Bible? You want to give somebody a great present? Give them a Bible. Give them the word. Give them the word on audio. Give them the word on video. Give them the word. Send them a link. Send all your friends a link on Facebook every single day to your favorite scriptures. To encourage them to understand that they are nothing without Yeshua. They'd be on death row. They'd be already sentenced to death, and the death would have already taken place. But they were set free, and every single person has an opportunity. Be an encouragement to them. Tell them that's your gift today. It's encouragement to let you know that there's still hope for you. Because the Bible says, I offer you a future and a hope. That's what it says. That is the plan he has for us. To offer us good and not disaster. That's the opportunity we all have. And I ask, how many of you would rather have a more excellent way and all to be well with you like the scripture says? He says, if you follow me, that's what will happen. Follow my way. Take that narrow path that so many people decide is not for them because it goes against what the fleshly desires want. But that's what happened in the scriptures. Because people choose their own way and they had to pay the consequences for it. His plan is better than our plan. It says in the Bible there's a plan for each path. There's a way for each person that seems right but ends in death. We're all going to die, folks. He's not talking about a physical death. He's talking about a spiritual death. And we have an opportunity to thrive. Not just survive. We have that opportunity, but we have to do something about it. And we have to do something about it today. And I suggest and recommend that people reread their scriptures for the first time in who knows how many years. And then they would know them. And I know people aren't reading the scriptures by the things they say and the things they write on the internet or on their websites or or wherever it is, they can't possibly read in the scriptures and be missing these things. It couldn't be more clear. Do this and don't do that. And people are missing it because they're not. They're not listening. They're not reading. They're not studying. And they just don't know. You know. And then really the most important thing is the heart. Do they have a repentive heart for when they mess up? Because we are not perfect. But our Creator isn't looking for perfection. Our Creator is looking for remorse. Our Creator is looking for a repentive heart. Not those that say, well, I don't care, I messed up, and they use his death as an excuse to keep living in sin, saying, well, he died so we can do whatever we want now. No, it doesn't say that in my Bible. It says we need to have remorse and repent. Be baptized, believe, have faith, and follow me. That's what we need to do. How many of you are truly doing that? How many of you talk about anything more than you're talking about Yeshua's death? Well, I don't hear that happening out there today. So it's time we woke up and we got this right. And on my website, Torah Life Ministries, I have hundreds and hundreds of videos interviewing people, talking to people, showing people these things. But you know what? How you know you're listening and how you're doing something right? It's called being set apart. And when you're set apart, when people start condemning you, but we're not worried about man's commendation. We're worried about our Creator's condemnation. A Creator that comes down on us for not listening to Him. So we don't have to listen to man, we need to listen to Him. And this is the problem today. We're so worried what man would think, and it's right there in the scriptures. Don't let anyone look down on you for keeping the feast days of our Creator. And that's what's happening today. That's in Colossians. Today, a lot of people are worried about what people say if we start following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. They worry so much about what man's going to say and how man's going to treat them. The scripture says, you know, whether it's losing your job, whether it's even losing your life, do not disobey the guideline instruction of our Creator, and our Creator will rescue us, just like Yeshua rescued us from death row by saving us through His blood. Our Creator, folks, is smarter than we are. That's what it comes down to. He is smarter than we are. And He's given us this opportunity in this treasure map. So a lot of you say you might have heard this before, but what's happening? Look at the commandments of our Creator. You call them guidelines and instructions. People are interested about them. You call them commandments or laws. People say, well, we're set free. We don't have to do that. They were nailed to a cross. No, folks. Yeshua came and died for us so we would live according to His way, the way he told us to live. And that is in the first five books of the Bible called the Torah. So we would live that way and we follow His way. And we would teach His way. We would teach it to our children as they get up. We would read it as we go down. Always thinking about and meditating on His word. Not an excuse or a loophole how not to keep His guidelines and instructions, but always going the extra mile to find a way to be obedient to His word. That's what righteousness is, and that's what we need to do. Hallelujah means praise our wonderful Creator. It doesn't mean ignore our Creator. It doesn't mean forget Him. Hosea 4:6 says, You know, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you've rejected the word, because you've forgotten the word. Not, and you can't be a priest for us. Not only will you suffer, but your seed will suffer. You're either teaching the word or you're teaching against it, one way or the other. And we have that choice. That's what the scriptures give us, an amazing choice to choose. But the consequences are so vital depending on the choice we make. So I'm calling everyone out here as a watchman to let you know that, you know, today choose life. Choose life over death. Choose righteousness over wickedness. Choose good versus evil. And I'm sorry to say the average church out here today is not doing that. The average church today is just, falling into this another man-made type of system that Yeshua came to condemn. He came to condemn the system of Judaism. And today you have the system of Christianity, all systems that go against the words of our Creator. Stop labeling yourselves, and the only thing you should be is a follower and a desire and a seeker of Yeshua. And that begins with repentance each day and humbling yourself and a faith to know that what He says is true. And to read His word and follow Him and not follow man, that's what we have to do. That's why I take the time out to get on this radio station to let people know about this, to remind people of this, because most of you have not given ears to hear yet, you know, or eyes to see. But it's my prayer that our Creator opens your eyes and your ears so you can see this and you'll be obedient to His will, not your will. But we think about this and we think about the mega churches out there today, and we think about how so many people are being led astray to think that they're not responsible, that there's nothing they can do to determine anything that's going on in their life. But the Bible is very clear and simple. It says the evil person will die before his time due to wickedness. We look at so many scriptures about people dying before their time because of their sinful life. Then we look at somebody like King Hezekiah, who repented on his deathbed and 10 years were added to his life. Yes, something we do does have something to do with our life. It says, you know, the righteous, is they're peaceful and they're obedient to the word, they shall have a long life of peace and blessings. So many things out there are deception. So much deception is happening today. We just completed this made up by non-believers day of when you talk about mocking of when our Creator's birthday is, of when the birthday of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is on a completely different day in a completely different way, and doing things that the Creator says no way, but people are doing it and they're wondering why they don't have the amazing blessings that our Creator calls us to have in His Word. Blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. That's what our Creator says. And sometimes we have to learn the hard way, but take that as a valuable lesson. This map is waiting there for every single one of you. So no matter what's going on in your lives, folks, no matter who's hearing this right now, whether you consider yourself a strong believer of many years, a new believer, or somebody that's never even heard the gospel before, I'm calling you, pleading with you to repent, humble yourself, and read the Bible. Read the Bible. It's that simple. You can contact me on my website, through the website. On Friday nights, we have a live fellowship on YouTube. If you just go to the YouTube page, Health Watchman, or you can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have hundreds of people getting on, understanding, desiring, and seeking the truth, the way, the truth, and the life of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus. But what are you going to choose today, folks? What are you going to choose? Never get too comfortable in what you believe, because there's always something new to see that we may have missed. And we need to go out there and we need to repent. We need to believe. We need to baptize. We need to follow. And we need to go and make disciples. And if you guys want to contact me, you can do that through the wherever you're hearing this message. I'm on usually the same time each week. And I want to thank you for all listening to me today and just plead with you and pray with you. That we will continue to seek Him and repent and move forward. So thank you very much, and shalom, shalom.